This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 6, it has this to say. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. Today's reading centres around a banquet, the wedding banquet of a king's son. It is in fact a parable told by Jesus. As Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem facing much opposition on the way, he told it to those who listened to him. Our first song is written by Margaret Scott and sung by her and United Folk, called I Am the Bread.
I am the bread to feed the world. I am the fire that's never cold. I am the hope of a dying world. Turn to me, my children. I am the friend they never know. I am the bond to soothe their souls. I am the wealth they long to own. Turn to me, my children. There's a hungry world who don't know me. A crying world doesn't know I care. I can see all their faces so lonely. Who'll go to them? I am the bread to feed the world. I am the fire that's never cold. I am the hope of a dying world. Turn to me, my children. Look at the fear on their faces. Look at the envy and discontent. Watch their scurrying paces. Who'll go to
Here's that reading from Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who'd been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent more servants and said, 'Tell those who've been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, one to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go into the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen. Stuart Townend, in his song Vagabonds, stresses that all are welcome at this feast. But as the story makes clear, not all guests are worthy.
Come all you vagabonds, come all you don't belongs, winners and losers, come people like me. Come all you travellers, tired from the journey, come wait a while, stay a while, welcome you'll be. Questioners looking for answers and searching for reasons and sense in it all. Come all you fallen and come all you broken, find strength for your body and food for your soul. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Come those who worry about houses and money, and all those who don't have a care in the world. Every station and orientation, the helpless, the hopeless, the young and the old. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Believers and dreamers and schemers, and come all you restless just searching for home. Movers and shakers and givers and takers, the happy, the sad, the lost and alone. Come self-sufficient with wearied ambition, and come those who feel at the end of...
I would imagine that most people in life are absolutely delighted to be invited to a wedding. And of course, the banquet that follows. As a priest, I've only ever witnessed one where the majority of the guests in church had miserable faces, and that was because at the exact time of the wedding service, Newcastle United were playing in the cup final, and they were missing that. Of course, that was some time ago now. But usually, a wedding is a grand occasion, and guests have a wonderful time, but how much more excited would we be to receive a royal wedding invitation? I know that most of us would jump at the chance. Not so the guests in our parable today. Not to acknowledge an ordinary wedding invitation would be most impolite, but to refuse an invitation from a king, that was an insult. Here's another song about an invitation to a feast, sung by Faye White. She sings, "Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Though maybe you have no money, though you maybe feel unworthy, in your strength or in your weakness, you are welcome. Come.
Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Though you maybe have no money, though you maybe feel unworthy, in your strength or in your weakness, you are welcome. Come.
Come. To the banquet, there's a place for you. See, you are an honored guest, from constant serving you may rest. So sit you down, be fed and blessed, for you are welcome. Come.
Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Woman, why? wise one mother maiden, see your plate with food is laden, and your place is set and waiting. You are welcome, come.
Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Work a father, little boy, or man or youth without employ, come rest your worry, here is joy, and you are welcome.
The banquet, there's a place for you. Here is one who runs to meet you, loving arms stretched out to greet you. Do not let your fear defeat you. You are welcome, come.
Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Willing hands have made the spread with yeast and salt and labor shed. Let all be fed, it's time for feasting. Come,
come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Abundant wine enough for all, our generous loving host has called, and a cup of blessing now is poured for sweet communion. Come, come to the banquet, there's a place for you.
What reason could there possibly have been for refusing to attend the wedding of the king's son? The king sent word explaining the trouble and expense he'd gone to, even killing his prize animals. All was ready and he didn't want anything to be wasted. But his guests claimed to have work to do and businesses to run, and some of his guests even mistreated and killed the messengers. Such disgraceful behaviour. Naturally, the king is furious. These guests didn't deserve the honour bestowed upon them. So worthier guests are invited instead from the highways and the byways. God waits with arms wide open and invites each one of us even today to come and share his joy. Here's Matt Redman singing the Father's Song. Heaven's perfect mystery, he sings, the King of Love has sent for me. I wonder what your reply would be if he sent for you.
I have heard so many songs, listened to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. You are singing over me. The Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me. The Father's song. I have heard so many songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. Sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me, the Father's song.
Perhaps some of the King's guests were really far too busy. Who knows? Isn't it the case even today? What are our priorities? How do we list what's really important? We sometimes say, I really must update my phone. The latest model looks great. I must get the tyres checked on the car. That is a priority today. I must do this quickly on the computer before I do anything else. When was the last time we had a holiday abroad? Let's book one day while it's on our minds. Or, I really must sort out a will. But how about finding out more about God and getting to know him? No, there's plenty of time. Put that one on the back burner. I'll get round to that someday. Are we too busy to get to know him? In the next song, please substitute the word love for the word God. It's one of my songs called Make Time for Love.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children, all like buried treasure, oh so rare, one day soon will not be waiting there. And the sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. There's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and see the sun. Catch the blossom now before it gently fades away. Smell its perfume, let it have its say. Have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love, make time for in your race of life today. Make time for love, make time for love, make time.
When the good news that Jesus preached was met with rejection, It was taken out to others instead, out into the Gentile world. But let's not forget how there were many Jews who did accept Jesus' message and believed in his name. It was they who wrote about Jesus and recorded his words, going out first to Judea, then Samaria, and then out into all the world, just as Jesus had commanded them. But what about that disturbing part at the end of our reading today, which tells of someone who did turn up at the feast, but he was dressed in unsuitable clothing? He was not wearing a wedding outfit and was thrown out. Who was he? Here's one of my parables from Pearls of Great Price album called The Parable of the Man Without a Wedding Garment.
What we have to bear in mind in this tale that seems unkind, it's about the wedding feast of a king and a man who just invited himself in. When this fool entered the room, saying nothing to the groom, not a single guest was impressed by one so inadequately dressed. This intruder paid his call, showing no respect at all, unwashed, unrepentant, unprepared. I really don't know how this stranger dared. Just goes beyond belief, so it came as a relief when the guards of the palace threw him out. So proud and so arrogant this lout. And so he came to grief with a gnashing of his teeth. I mean, what more did he expect when his actions were so clearly incorrect?
The religious people who should have accepted Jesus rejected him. They were self-righteous and proud, but those who realized their need for God and who sought his forgiveness and healing won God's favor. During Mahatma Gandhi's student days, he read the Gospels and thought that maybe he'd found the cure to the caste system of India. He decided to go to church and ask the minister how to become a Christian. However, when he entered the building, the usher refused to give him a seat and suggested he should worship with his own people. Gandhi left the church and never returned. He said to himself, if Christians have caste differences also, I might as well remain a Hindu. That story makes me feel ashamed as a Christian, and shame on all those who give their faith a bad name and who don't honour God by their words and actions. Just think for a moment how different that story could have been, how different the world might have been. So let us all be careful what kind of clothing we decide to put on, whatever religion we profess. Colossians, the letter there by Paul, tells us what kind of clothing to wear. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I'd like to end today's programme with a special prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. now and always. Amen. Here's one final song. It's good advice for us all to follow. It's a beautiful song sung by Jonathan Vera, and it says, "Go peaceful." It's time to say goodbye now. It's me, Sheila Hamill, and my technician, Andrew Ridgewick, saying goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. Godspeed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. In a world of greed and lies, show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. May you